On Tuesday, April 16th, Green Party presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein was at the state capitol in Albany to launch the effort to collect the 45,000 signatures needed in the next 6 weeks to get the Green Party on the ballot in New York for the general election. Dr. Stein also talks about issues such as single-payer health care, the climate crisis, the ongoing genocide in Gaza, and income inequality.
As you know, it's no simple matter for independent and third party candidates to get on the ballot, to actually be a choice for the voters of New York State. The ballot requirement that was incredibly ratcheted up in 2020 from 15,000 signatures over a very short period relative to other states, 6 weeks, that was tripled from 15,000 to 45,000 signatures that are required now in 6 weeks, making New York probably the most difficult state for alternative candidates to get on the ballot. And why does that matter? Well, you know, in the current environment where the two major party candidates are historically unpopular and widely rejected, New Yorkers, like the rest of Americans, are hungry for other choices and other voices, and for candidates who reflect the deeply felt needs and wishes of New Yorkers. For example, health care as a human right, which is supported by an overwhelming majority of the population, hasn't been passed in New York and all other states, even when there is a Democratic Party trifecta in the governor's office and in both houses of the legislature. And that doesn't pass. The healthcare needs of the American people are in very sore shape, with something like 70,000 deaths per year, one out of every three COVID deaths linked to lack of health insurance, some 87 million Americans who do not have adequate healthcare coverage, who are choosing between their rent and their pharmaceuticals and so on. It's about time that we have a candidate on the ballot who actually is committed to a single-payer type Medicare for all system, which not only provides health care head to toe, cradle to grave, actually conception to grave, and which saves approximately half a trillion dollars per year, even after health care has been expanded to everyone. And there are just a whole slew of critical issues now. Half of renters who are struggling, and that's a national figure, half of renters who are technically severely economically stressed, trying to keep a roof over their heads. And of course, it's actually much worse in New York State. That problem is going unsolved. You know, our endless wars and the endless war machine that consumes half of our national budget, half of the congressional budget, is being spent basically on the Pentagon and related departments, consuming half of our discretionary resources, while we do not have the money to get students out of debt, to provide public higher education for free, which it should be, to ensure that the needs, the critical needs for housing and healthcare and education and so on, are being met. We are spending inordinate amounts of money, currently looking at an additional, I think it's $69 billion for Ukraine, if I'm not mistaken, and $14 billion for the genocidal war in the Middle East, which is perhaps about to expand in an extremely dangerous way. So these are very serious concerns of the American people. Not only do they need to be debated in this election, if they can't be debated in an election, when can they be? And voters deserve a right to actually choose candidates that represent their views on these issues. And the issues I enumerated have enormous, enormous, and usually majoritarian popular support as well. In fighting for democracy, on the ballot drive, we are fighting a system which is essentially structured to keep competition out. And I want to note also that the Democrats have resorted to shameless scheming to keep their competition off the ballot. And an example of that was our Green Party Senate candidate in 2022, Matthew Ho, which is worth noting because there were dirty tricks launched against him, led by the notorious Mark Elias, who is the attorney heading up the DNC's Department of Dirty Tricks. And it is public knowledge that the DNC has hired on, according to their own announcement, an army of lawyers in order to try to nitpick their opposition on trivial, minor technical details to be able to throw us off the ballot and also to circulate rumors and smear campaigns to try to challenge our integrity. In North Carolina, in the Senate race in 2022, where our Senate candidate, Matthew Ho, who was a noted State Department diplomat, actually, in Afghanistan, and who very publicly quit during Obama's surge into Afghanistan, and we know how that went. He was running for Senate, and Mark Elias and his dirty tricksters impersonated the Green Party and phone called people who had signed our petition, Matt Ho's petition, pretending to be members of the Green Party. And the reason we know this, the impersonators happened to call the co-chair of the Green Party, who had the presence of mind to actually record that conversation, which is in the public domain now and was presented in court subsequently and led to the legal determination that the Democrats were basically operating with so-called dirty hands, which is a legal term, and they were fined for that. What is wrong with our political system today in which basically big money is buying influence regularly and competitors are being thrown off the ballot. So this is a real problem for democracy. And that is why we are launching our ballot drive here along with this fight for democracy, really calling for the rules of ballot access in New York State to be rolled back to 15,000 rather than 45,000. We actually did challenge this in court, and the court was not interested, unfortunately. And I want to just add that currently our campaign is the front runner among the Green Party candidates for the nomination. We are basically achieving 90% of the delegate votes at this point. We are heading right now for 21 current ballot lines that we collectively as the Green Parties and our campaign already have, and that includes the other most difficult states, that is California, Texas, and Florida, also Arizona. Those are already behind us, so we are well on the way. We are said to have 75% actually of the work done. It's in total 1 million signatures approximately that are needed in order to run as an independent or a third party. So we have about 75% of that work done. We are, as I mentioned, we have access in 21 states, including the most difficult. We're petitioning in another 25 states now. Those will be turned in over the next couple of weeks. Basically, we are on track to be the only pro-worker, anti-genocide, climate emergency choice that will be on the ballot for voters across the nation. There are other people-powered campaigns, I should mention, that are running with a very similar agenda, but they do not have the ability, the resources, the track record, the staff, et cetera, to be on the ballot as a true force to contest for power. And that is why this fight in New York State matters, not just, you know, for our overall democracy and for the sake of actual debate in this election, but for the sake of voters who are chomping at the bit.
Do you feel like Democrats and Republicans, Biden and Trump, are kind of equivalent in how they've disappointed, as you would say, the American people?
They are not the same, in my view. They are different, especially around the margins. But I personally, like many Americans, am hard-pressed to tell you which one is the greater and which one is the lesser evil when Joe Biden is leading us in a genocidal war, in the expansion of wars on many fronts, extremely now teetering at the nuclear brink, and where the Democrats are likewise leading the assault on our freedom of speech. We have an emergency here. We have an emergency for our climate, for our economy, for the state of crushing inequality, for endless wars which are now verging on nuclear. We have a state of emergency, and the American people are not going to just sit back and be told to be good little boys and girls and either vote for more of the same that has delivered this crisis by both Democrats and Republicans, or to simply sit it out and silence yourself. Silence is not a political strategy.
This has been Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.